Okay, today we continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Klayim, and we are learning Parak Hey, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the necessary conditions in order for vines to be considered a vineyard, in order for it to be a kerem. And remember, the big nafkamina, whether something is considered a kerem or it's just considered a vine, is how much space you need in order to plant other items. That if something is considered a vineyard, then you need Dalet Amos in order to plant something else, but if it's just considered to be a single vine, then you only need 6 tfachim in order to plant something else. So it says the Mishnah, Kerem Shun Natual Pachos Pachos Mi'arba Amos. Let's say you have rows that are planted less than 4 amos apart from each other. Now, normally when you plant vines, the best way to make sure that you have enough room for each vine to grow properly and to get the nutrients from the ground that it needs and to be able to work the vines is to leave a space of 4 amos in between the vines. So if you have vines that are planted less than 4 amos from each other without the proper spacing, so Rabbi Shimon Omer Eino Kerem. Rabbi Shimon says, well, then that is not a kerem. That would not constitute a vineyard. If you look at the Bar Tanuri, he says, Umarchik Shisha Tfachim, and therefore you only need to be marchik 6 tfachim from there before v'zareas ashar, before you plant something else. The kivan shein yochel lachrosh b'shvarim b'nehem, because since you didn't leave space to plow with oxen in between the vines, ain shame kerem alav, that does not have a status of a kerem. However, v'chachamim om kerem, the chachamim say that it does have the status of a kerem, and the Bar Tanur explains, d'roim esem tzoyim kilu einam. What you do is, if you have several rows of vines that are less than from apart from each other, pretend that you only have every other row of vines. Meaning, if you have a row of vines and 3 amos away another row of vines and 3 amos away another row of vines and then 3 amos away another row of vines, you know, etc. So view it as if it's not that you have rows A, B, and C, and D, and E. You only have rows A, C, and E. Pretend that rows B and D are not even there. Ki ilu einam, as if they're not there. And therefore, rows A, C, and E are mitstariv to each other. They have the proper spacing between them, and that makes up a kerem. Why would you pretend that vines that are there aren't there? So the Bar Tanur explains, because that's very normal. People would very often plant extra vines, and then they would only keep the ones that are worth keeping. So ones that are not worth keeping, they would just uproot anyway. So they would just use them for firewood or whatever. They would use them for other purposes. But not to grow grapes. Hilkach elu em tzoyim anatuim b'toch harevach haruim lios bein shura l'shura roim osam kiluhem eitzim b'yalma v'achitzonim mitzarfim lios kerem. So the Bar Tanur explains, those other vines that are in between, the vines that actually make up the kerem, are viewed as they're just eitzim b'yalmas, they're just pieces of wood in between. And therefore, the chacham hold that it does, in fact, make up a valid kerem. V'rom esem tzoyos kilu einan, and the middle ones are viewed as if they do not exist, as if they're not there. That's how the Bar Tanur explains. Now Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss putting seeds inside, let's say in a vineyard, you have a ditch right in the middle of a vineyard, and you want to plant right in the middle of that. So Charet Shu Over Bekerim. Let's say you have a ditch that goes through a vineyard. Omok Asar V'Rachav Arba. It's 10 tfachim deep, and it's 4 tfachim wide. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Im Hayu Mefulush Mirosh HaKerem Yad Sofo, that if it goes from one end of the vineyard all the way to the other end of the vineyard, 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, ha-rezenir, kebein, shnei krumim, then we view it as if it's in between two vineyards, meaning it really separates the two sides of the vineyards into two separate vineyards, and this is a totally independent area in between the two separate vineyards, and therefore, v'zorim besocha, you're allowed to plant right inside that that ditch. And because it's 10 tefachim deep, you're allowed to plant inside. It's an independent area, and you could plant in it without any problems. V'im lav, but if it doesn't go completely through the vineyard, or let's say it's not 10 tefachim deep, or it's not 4 tefachim wide, meaning it doesn't meet any of the three criteria that we just outlined in the beginning of the Mishnah, meaning let's say it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, but it doesn't go from one end of the vineyard to the other. It's surrounded by the vineyard, let's say on three sides, as opposed to on two sides, meaning if it's mefulash, it would only be surrounded on two sides. But if it doesn't go all the way from one end to the other, it would be surrounded on three sides. So then hareu kagas. Then we view it like it's a wine press that's dug out in the middle of a vineyard where you're not allowed to plant other things. And how do I know that you're not allowed to plant other things in a wine press? That's going to be the next line of the Mishnah, meaning it's not considered to be an independent entity. So it's considered to be something that's mishamish the kerem, something that's part of the kerem, like a wine press would often be a part of the kerem, and therefore it's not apart from the kerem, and therefore you're not allowed to plant anything in there. So what is the halach of a wine press? The hagas shebe kerem, if you have a wine press inside of a kerem, amuka asaru ruchavar ba'a, that's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. So then we have a machlokes. Rabbi Lezer Omer Zorim B'Socher. Rabbi Lezer says you're allowed to plant inside of it because it is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so it would be no problem. The Chacham Mosrim, but the Chacham say that you're not allowed to plant inside of a wine press that's in a kerem, because even though from a Doraisa perspective, the wine press's dimensions are such that it's separate from the rest of the kerem, but the Chacham Masr that you're not allowed to plant in a wine press, because the airspace of the kerem surrounds the wine press, meaning it's sunken in the inside of a kerem where it's surrounded on three sides by a vineyard, and therefore you're not allowed to plant inside the wine press. So if you go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that imlav hareu kegas, that if it's not doesn't meet those dimensions, it's like a gas. That was assuming like the shita of the chacham, that it would therefore be usher. But in a chinami, according to Rabbi Eliezer, saying that something is like a gas is not a problem, because even if it is like a gas, you're allowed to plant inside of it, right? That's the implication of that first part of the Mishnah when we said harehu kegas. Now another halacha about an independent entity inside of the kerem, shomeiro shebekerem. Let's say you have a guard booth, not a guard booth, but like a little mound or a hill where a guard would stand on it in order to watch over whatever's going on in the kerem. So if you have such a thing in a vineyard, gavala asara uruchava arba'a, and it's 10 tfachim high and it's 4 tfachim wide, zorin betocha, so you're allowed to plant on that hill, on that little mound in the kerem, because it's 10 tfachim high, 4 tfachim wide, so it's considered an independent space. V'im haya seir kodesh. Oh, but if the vines reach over from one side of the mound to the other, and they tangle together over the top of the hill, then it's going to be usher to plant on that mound, because then it's not really considered separate from the vineyard, because the vineyard is overgrowing and overhanging all over it. So that's going to be mevatel the mechitza of the 10 tefach high, 4 tefach wide mound, because it's got things from the kerem that they call the seyar. Seyar literally means hair, but over here it means like branches of the vines that are growing over it. So to quickly review what we learned today, Mishnah Beis taught us that if you have vines that are planted less than 4 amos away from each other, so it's a machlokas whether that's considered a kerem. Rabbi Shimon says it is not, and therefore you only need to be marchik 6 tfachim. And the Chacham say it is considered a kerem because you view the middle rows as if they're not there, and therefore you only need to be marchik dalet amos in order to plant there. And then Mishnah Gimel taught us that if you have a ditch that runs through a kerem, it's 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, and runs from end to end. So the halacha was, you're allowed to plant inside of it. And if not, if it doesn't run from end to end or lacks any of those dimensions, it has the status of a gas. And what is the status of a gas? That itself was a machlokas, where Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to plant in a gas, and the Chacham say you're not allowed to plant in a gas. And then we learned that if you have a hill that a guard would stand on that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that's also an independent entity, and you're allowed to plant other items on that, even though it's located right in the middle of your vineyard. But if the kerem grows over it, then it would not be considered an independent entity, and you would not be allowed to plant there. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hei, Mishnah Dalet.